I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to our deep dive into seven colonies.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to be exploring a world where genetically engineered human-animal hybrids called Evos are the dominant species.
Wow.
And advanced androids known as Guardians watch over them.
I see.
So imagine this.
Yeah.
The year is 2399.
Okay.
Earth has obviously seen some tough times.
Right.
And seven sprawling colonies have emerged across the globe.
Interesting.
And you're about to step right into the middle of this world.
Yeah. So what I find really interesting about it is that it tackles like real world anxieties, particularly about climate change.
Yeah.
It's not just a fun escape.
Right.
It makes you think about the future of humanity.
Exactly. And our guide for this deep dive is going to be this seven colonies condensed synopsis. So it sets the scene in 2399.
Right.
And these incredible Evos, human-animal hybrids, are running things.
I see.
They're overseen by these
super advanced androids called Guardians.
Okay.
Who are basically programmed to be like the caretakers of human history and culture.
Oh, wow.
So
that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
The Guardians have like a built-in time limit.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to shut down once the Evers reach like a certain level of consciousness.
Right.
It's designed to prevent them from becoming overlords.
Yeah.
But it's creating a lot of tension.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone is happy about the plan.
Exactly. And we're introduced to Goldie.
Okay.
A mutant with precognitive abilities.
Wow. Can you imagine knowing the future?
I know, right?
How would you handle that?
That would be intense.
Goldie is suddenly thrust into this leadership role and tasked with protecting the seven colonies from an attack. Talk about pressure.
Oh, yeah. That's it's a fascinating dilemma, isn't it?
It is.
To know the future, but potentially be powerless to change it.
Right.
That kind of burden would weigh heavily on anyone. And it raises all sorts of questions about free will and destiny and things like that.
It really makes you think.
It does.
The synopsis also gives us a glimpse into each of these seven colonies. Lennox, Petra, Zion, Carthage, Angkor, Olympia, and Cronus.
Wow.
Each with its own unique characteristics.
And the diversity that those characteristics could create among the Evos is mind-blowing.
Totally. But two really caught my eye. Cronus, which is completely underwater, and Olympia, which is in the sky.
Wow.
Can you imagine the adaptations those Evos must have?
That's incredible.
What would it take to survive in those environments?
It's a great opportunity to just really stretch our imagination.
Totally.
Like, think about the creatures that thrive in those environments now.
Yeah.
What if those traits were combined with human characteristics?
Yeah. And then there's the political drama unfolding in Cronus.
Right.
King Pulsar is targeted for assassination
by
his own wife, Queen Elisheba.
That seems a bit extreme, don't you think?
It does.
Why resort to something so drastic?
Right.
It certainly makes you wonder about the motivations behind her actions.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps it speaks to a deeper power struggle within Cronus.
Okay.
Or a desperate attempt to secure her own position.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic tale of ambition and betrayal.
Okay, so let's talk about this looming attack.
Yeah.
The synopsis doesn't really reveal much about the attackers, this group called the Premians.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mention their leader, Puma.
And before we speculate about Puma's genetic makeup.
Oh, yeah.
There's that intense drone attack in Petra we should discuss.
Right. That was a crazy moment.
It was.
The Petrian Guardian actually sacrifices itself.
Wow.
To save civilians.
Which raises some serious questions about the role of technology in this future world.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be beneficial.
Right.
To protect and guide.
Yeah.
But here we see its potential for destruction.
It makes you wonder if relying so heavily on technologies is really the answer. So, even with the best intentions.
Yeah.
This event really makes you think about the role of technology.
Absolutely.
Which is something the author clearly wanted to explore in his work.
Right.
Speaking of the author.
Okay.
We have his bio right here. Let's delve into that a bit.
Absolutely.
Ricky O. Lofton Jr.
Oh, yeah. He's...
is quite a fascinating figure.
Yeah.
He started as a teen poet.
Wow.
Then became a ghostwriter for the music industry.
Okay.
And now he's creating these expansive multimedia franchises.
That's quite a journey.
That's an interesting career path.
It is.
From poems to futuristic worlds.
Yeah.
What do you think drives that kind of creative evolution?
From what I've read, Lofton isn't just writing for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
He's weaving in messages about global warming and environmental stewardship.
Yeah.
He wants seven colonies to like make people think mm-hmm. about the choices we're making today and how they might impact our future.
I like that. He's using this exciting world to raise awareness about some real issues.
Exactly.
So he's got this amazing world,
okay.
but how did he build it?
Yeah.
We have this document called Creating the Map of the Seven Colonies Universe.
Okay.
And apparently Lofton found inspiration in some pretty unexpected places.
This is where things get really intriguing.
Okay.
He was inspired by the work of Gordon Michael Scallion.
Wait a minute. Future maps.
Yeah. You remember him?
I don't.
He was a self-proclaimed futurist.
Okay.
From like the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Who created these future maps
mm-hmm.
based on his supposed visions.
What were those like?
Well, they depicted like massive geological changes,
mm-hmm.
Lost continents resurfacing.
Okay.
And get this.
What?
A blue star churning everyone blue.
Whoa.
And giving them psychic powers.
A blue star?
Yeah.
How does that even factor into like a realistic projection of the future?
I know.
Some of that sounds a little far-fetched, right. even for a futuristic world.
I agree. Most of Scallion's predictions weren't exactly scientifically sound.
Okay.
But here's the interesting part.
Yeah.
Some of his ideas about coastal flooding due to rising sea levels actually align with some modern climate change projections.
So Lofton took those maps,
tweaked
them to fit his story,
right,
and basically used them as like a foundation for his own creative vision.
Exactly. And you won't believe this. Lofton specifically chose to make Goldie a kangaroo human hybrid as like a homage to works like Warriors of Virtue, The Island of Dr. Moreau, and Tank Girl.
Interesting.
Kangaroo hybrids seem to be like a popular theme in fiction.
Interesting. So speaking of hybrids, we were just talking about Puma, the leader of the Premians.
Yeah.
I had this image in my mind of like a fearsome kangaroo warrior.
Well, this is where things take a surprising turn.
Okay.
Puma's ancestry tells us that Puma is actually a combination of a lion and an American shorthair.
Whoa. That's unexpected.
Not what you'd expect, is it?
No. So we've got these genetically engineered hybrids, advanced androids.
Right.
A world shaped by like a futurist's vision.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
It is.
What do you think is like the most compelling aspect of this world so far?
I think it's it really does challenge our preconceived notions.
Right.
Just when you think you figured out like the rules of this world.
Yeah.
Lofton throws a curveball.
Oh, exactly.
It keeps things unpredictable and makes you wonder what other surprises he has in store.
Absolutely. Like what other unexpected hybrid combinations might we encounter?
Yeah.
A dolphin eagle soaring through Olympia's skies.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe a chameleon octopus lurking in the depths of Cronus.
Yeah.
The possibilities are endless.
It's a world that's both familiar and utterly alien at the same time.
Right.
Which I find captivating. And the fact that it's grounded in those real world anxieties about climate change.
Yeah.
Gives it another layer of depth.
It's as if Lofton is saying like,
right.
Hey, this wild future might not be so far-fetched after all.
Exactly.
By connecting it to those anxieties, he makes us consider like the choices we're making now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a subtle but powerful way
to
bring those issues to the forefront without being preachy.
I completely agree.
Right.
He's sparking a conversation through entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's incredibly effective.
Yeah.
It's thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Without hitting you over the head with a message.
Exactly. And speaking of thought-provoking, I'm fascinated by how he uses Goldie's precognitive abilities to explore like the idea of leadership.
Yeah.
She's not a superhero who has it all figured out.
Right.
She's thrust into this role and has to learn as she goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we can all relate to in a way.
Absolutely. She's flawed,
yeah,
uncertain, and that makes her a much more compelling character.
Yeah.
And then there's the added layer of like,
right,
her precognitive abilities.
Yeah.
Imagine knowing something terrible is about to happen,
mm-hmm,
but you can't convince anyone to believe you.
Right.
It's like being trapped with knowledge.
Yeah.
You can't use...
Who's like a real-life Cassandra.
Right.
Cursed with knowledge of the future,
Janet
but
Speakley,
unable to change it.
Yeah.
That would be incredibly frustrating, wouldn't it?
It would.
To know what's coming, but be powerless to stop it.
And incredibly isolating.
Yeah.
Who can she confide in?
Exactly.
Who will take her seriously?
Yeah.
It adds a real sense of urgency and tension,
mm-hmm,
to the story.
Right.
And I find myself wondering, like, how she'll navigate those challenges.
I'm right there with you. There's so much we don't know yet.
Right.
Like, we still haven't uncovered much about Puma and the Primeans.
Right.
What are their motives?
Yeah.
What are they hoping to achieve by attacking Lennox?
Well, the synopsis mentions that they want to expose colonial corruption.
Okay.
Suggesting there's something wrong at the core of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they believe that the Evos are being exploited,
okay,
or manipulated in some way.
So it's not just a simple power grab then.
Right.
There's an ideology at play here.
Yeah.
Are the Primeans freedom fighters,
yeah,
or extremists?
That's a good question.
It's a fascinating moral gray area.
It is.
What do you think? Are their motives justified or are they going about it the wrong way?
It's a question with no easy answer.
Right.
And it's something Lofton cleverly avoids simplifying.
Oh.
There's a complexity to their motives,
yeah,
that forces you to think critically,
mm-hmm,
about both sides of the conflict.
And let's not forget the Guardian's role in all of this.
Right.
If the Primeans are against the established order,
yeah,
do they also want to see the Guardians shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they see them as like a necessary evil,
what?
A stabilizing force in a chaotic world?
That's a great question.
Right.
And it highlights how Lofton uses these fantastical elements, the hybrid creatures,
yeah,
the technology,
mm-hmm,
this futuristic setting,
yeah,
to explore real-world social and political dynamics.
It's a brilliant way to engage with those ideas.
It is.
It's almost as if he's saying, like,
yeah,
look, we're already living in a science fiction world. Let's have a real conversation about it.
It's a very effective approach.
Yeah.
It invites us to look at our own world,
mm-hmm,
through a new lens.
Right.
And consider the potential consequences,
yeah,
of the choices we make today.
Exactly. And I'm hooked.
Me too.
I need to know what happens next.
I know.
Will Goldie be able to stop the attack on Lennox?
Right.
Will she overcome her doubts,
mm-hmm,
to become the leader she's meant to be?
We'll have to wait and see. But
yeah,
one thing's for certain.
Yeah.
Seven Colonies,
mm-hmm,
is a world full of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what makes it such a compelling read.
It definitely makes you think.
It does.
It sparks our imaginations,
yeah,
and forces us to consider, like, possibilities,
mm-hmm,
both positive and terrifying.
And that's a hallmark of truly great science fiction.
Yeah.
It stays with you,
yeah,
long after you finish reading.
It does make you wonder,
mm,
what role would you play in this evolving society?
Oh, yeah.
What challenges would you face?
Right.
And what choices would you make?
It's a world ripe with possibilities.
Yeah.
Both hopeful and daunting.
Right.
And ultimately, it's a reflection of ourselves.
Right.
Our hopes,
yeah,
our fears,
mm,
our potential for both good and bad.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that, like, the future isn't set in stone.
Right.
It's something we're actively creating,
yeah,
with every choice we make.
And Seven Colonies,
yeah,
provides a fascinating platform,
yeah,
for exploring those choices,
mm-hmm,
and their potential outcomes.
So let's continue our exploration. Right. We still have a lot to unpack, including those burgeoning powers.
Okay.
Goldie seems to be developing.
Intriguing, isn't it?
It is.
The synopsis only hints at what those powers might be.
Right.
Which, of course, makes us even more curious.
It definitely adds another layer of mystery to Goldie's character.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder about the society she lives in.
Mm-hmm.
What are the rules surrounding mutants in this world?
Right.
Is there discrimination?
Yeah.
Are some abilities more accepted than others?
Those are great questions.
Right.
And it speaks to the world building Lofton has done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about, like, cool creatures and futuristic technology.
Right.
He's created a society,
yeah,
with its own complexities and challenges.
Exactly.
It makes you question how we might react,
mm-hmm,
to those who are different.
Right.
Those who possess abilities beyond our understanding.
It's a reflection of our own world, isn't it?
It is.
We often fear what we don't understand.
Yeah.
And Goldie, being an unregistered mutant,
right,
suggests there might be some stigma or fear surrounding those with unique abilities.
It makes you wonder why she's unregistered.
Yeah.
Is she hiding her ability?
Right.
Is she afraid of persecution?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something else going on,
right,
that we haven't discovered yet?
It's like we're peeling back layers of this world,
yeah,
with every detail.
It's a puzzle.
We're not just passively reading.
Right.
We're actively piecing together this puzzle, which is what makes it so engaging.
It is.
What do you think is like the most intriguing piece of the puzzle so far?
For me, it's the Premeans' motivations. They believe the Evos are being exploited.
Right.
But are they right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are,
yeah,
what lengths will they go to,
right,
to expose the truth?
Yeah.
It's that moral ambiguity that I find so compelling.
I agree. And it raises some difficult questions.
It does.
What is justice in this world?
Right.
And who gets to decide what's right and wrong? It's not a simple black and white situation.
Exactly. And that makes it so much more realistic and relatable.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly faced with moral dilemmas in our own lives.
Right.
And this story just amplifies those challenges.
Yeah.
On a much larger scale.
So what's next?
Right.
Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
We've uncovered so much about this world.
We have.
But there are still so many questions left unanswered.
I know.
What are you most curious about?
Well, I'm eager to see how Goldie navigates these challenges.
Yeah.
Will she be able to prevent the attack on Lennox?
Right.
Will she embrace her role as a leader?
Mm-hmm.
And what about those burgeoning powers?
Right.
What role will they play in the story?
Those are all great questions.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Lofton has some surprises in store for us.
Oh, I bet.
This world is so rich with possibilities.
It is.
And I can't wait to see where he takes it.
It's a reminder that even in a world
of
advanced technology and genetic engineering, the human element remains at the heart of the story. It's about our choices, our relationships, our struggles, and ultimately our ability to adapt and evolve.
And that's what makes it so compelling.
It is.
It's a reflection of ourselves and the choices we make every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder that the future isn't predetermined.
Yep.
It's something we're actively creating with every decision.
And Seven Colonies gives us a glimpse into one possible future.
Mm-hmm.
A future that's both exciting and terrifying.
Right.
It challenges us to think critically about the world we're creating.
Yeah.
And the legacy we'll leave behind.
It's a story that stays with you.
It is.
So to our listeners, as we wrap up this deep dive, we encourage you to imagine yourself in this world.
Yeah.
Amidst these incredible hybrids and advanced technologies.
Right.
What role would you play?
Mm-hmm.
What challenges would you face?
Yeah.
And what choices would you make?
The world of Seven Colonies is ripe with possibilities.
It is.
And ultimately, it's up to you to decide what your place in this future would be.
Right.
Let your imagination run wild.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Seven Colonies.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed exploring this fascinating world with us.
Absolutely.
And who knows? Maybe it's inspired you to create a world of your own.
That would be awesome.